Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking God that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 4 through 7. And here we go. If you've got your cell phones, put them on the off position. I've entitled this morning's message, Anxiety, the Greatest Crippler of Mankind. The Greatest Crippler of Mankind. Are we there? The Word of God reads, rejoice, verse 4, in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Say that with me. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And that's what we did when we prayed for your aunt. We made a request be known to God. And the peace of God, which filled that room, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. This is what needs to take place when you get a bad report, when you start thinking ill feelings and ill will, either about yourself, your future, someone that you know. You need to know how to defend yourself from that. Can I get amen? Amen. And so that's why the Word of God says, guard your hearts and minds through who? Christ Jesus. He's the one that will guard your heart. He's the one that will deliver you. He's the one that will set you free. So let's look at this right up here. Emotions greatly influence how we live our lives. You know, we live like a roller coaster, up and down. Man, we can be joyful in the morning and, man, be sorrowful in the evening. I can say I love you this morning and hate you in the evening. Oh, my gosh. Emotions are from a gift, though, from God. I'm glad God gave us emotions. Can I get amen? And one of the emotions he has given us is to learn the agape love. To learn to love unconditionally. To learn to love like him. That's an emotion. But it's also a choice. And so, it's a gift from God, provided so that we can enjoy life and learn how to relate with others. Can I get amen? So, listen to this. How we express them is what determines whether they are beneficial or detrimental. Either we control them or they control us. And a lot of times we allow that anxiety feeling control us. And we lose all focus. And we lose our sight on Christ. And we run to everything else but Christ. So, turn with me to Hebrews 10, 23. Look at this. In Hebrews 10, 23, Paul wrote to the Hebrew church and said, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Do you see that? Our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. What is he faithful in? That he would give us peace that surpasses all understanding. That he would fill us with the joy of the Lord. That he would strengthen us in a time of need. That he will fulfill all your needs according to his riches and glory. So you have to have the hope without wavering. Look at this. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. We need to be the encourager of not only ourselves, but one another. Can I get an amen? Amen? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Some people like to have just church at home. I'm just going to kick it at home. I'll watch you online when I can. That's what the Bible says. It says, look, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another. And so much more as you see what? The day approaching. Look at the capital D. That's the day of the Lord. That's the Lord coming for us. So we need to be what? About our Father's business during this time. And learn how to lift each other up. Learn how to, you know, it's easy to condemn someone. It's easy to find fault with someone. But can you learn to love someone through that? Can I get an amen? Can you learn to love someone even though they what? They have sinned. Learn how to encourage them and lift them up. It's easy to cast them down. And then when you find yourself in that situation, you're going to want someone to lift you up. You see, saints, our emotions are good if they're kept in proportion. But when we allow them to control us, we are more likely to harm others and ourselves. Wow. Look what Proverbs says right up here. In the New Living Translation, a hot-tempered person starts fights. Cool-tempered person stops them. You guys were never a hothead, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm speaking to the wrong group here. Come on, back in the day, if you looked at me funny, what's up? Come on. We were like that, weren't we? You see, anxiety is the most prominent emotion people experience today. This is today. And it's important to realize that feeling anxious is not a sin. But the Lord doesn't want us to live in a continual state of dread. Why? Because of life's uncertainties. Listen, we all know that we don't know what tomorrow brings, but we know who brings tomorrow. Can I get an amen? But some of us worry about tomorrow. It's not even here yet. My. All people, saints of God, encounter situations that cause them to be nervous. Sometimes it's unavoidable. We get that. For example, if you heard your child had been in a car accident, let me tell you, your worry is going to go through the roof. Can I get an amen? Your heart would immediately be filled with worry. That's a completely natural feeling. Can I get amen? However, it's important to understand what we should do with anxiety and how long we should let it control us. Look at this right up here. What is anxiety? In the New Testament, the word anxiety means this: to be distracted, pull apart, and full of fear. Being pulled apart, being ripped apart, having your heart ripped open, and then filling it with fear. You see, this is opposite of peace. This is opposite of joy. You see, we need to be what? Bound together in love, in unity. Can I get amen? The first thing when that doctor came with that report, first thing, they knew what to do. They knew to call the man of God to pray with them to reach the throne room of grace. Can I get amen? And we reached the throne room of grace. Hallelujah. And God answered. The Lord, do you know that God listens to your prayer when you seek Him? Thank you, God. Anxiety. This word, anxiety. Look at this. Can also be defined as dread, apprehension, and uncertainty. And can be caused by past events, present situations, are future possibilities. I want to focus on that future possibility, because we sometimes get full of fear, not knowing what's next, instead of trusting God. You see, anxiety is a fear of not being in control. It's overtaking you. Situations which we are powerless make us feel vulnerable and cause us to worry. And what's called a worry wart. You ever been called a worry wart? Man, that person, all they do is worry. Jesus. Give them a joyful pill. Like being touched by the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? Somebody needs a dose of the Holy Ghost when you're down and out like that. So what are the sources of anxiety? We just looked at them. Situations that you and I cannot control. So this is where your trust needs to be in the Lord. Can I get an amen? Jesus spoke about this so thoroughly that we have to look at these scriptures that I'm going to bring up. Why? Because we must understand that God is not the creator of anxiety, and that worry doesn't fit our identity as followers of Christ. If you're walking around worry, where's your faith? And how is anyone going to receive anything from you if you're always worried? I want people to approach me knowing that, you know what? I'm going to give them something positive. I'm going to lift them up. Even though I'm going through things myself. I'm not going to walk around, oh, woe is me. You see, my friends, God commands us to trust Him. And so, let's look what the Word of God says in Matthew. I'm hoping God will speak to us in these passages. Look at this. In Matthew 6, 25 through 34. He said to His apostles, to His disciples, and all those that were with Him, somewhere around in Israel, where He gave the Mount of Beatitudes. This is in the Tiberias Sea of Galilee area. Okay? Around that region, He spoke this. And it says, Matthew 6, 25 through 34, and the Word of God reads, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is it not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" So He's touching some areas here that we go through every day in life. This is everyday life. Look at the verse 26. "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them." Man, there's a ton of birds up here in these trees. And now I'll say to myself, man, God feeds them. Thank you, God. That's why I don't see any rodents in the back. They're done. These hawks and these crows, boom, they swoop down and they're done. Look at this. "Are you not of more value than they?" Ask yourself, are you more valuable than the birds of the air? Than the animals in the field? Than the little creepy crawling things that you step on? Look at this. "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" Listen, I'm only 5'7" and a half. If that's it, I will never be 6 foot. I can't worry about being 6 foot. Sorry, we'll never be there. Unless it's a 6 foot body on the new body, I don't know. But whatever your stature is in life, that's who you are. Can't complain it. Some people want to alter it, but you can't even add an inch to your life. Look at this. So why do you worry? "Which of you worry can add one cubit to his stature?" So why do you worry about clothing? "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor they what? Spin." Isn't that something? He's in control of every aspect of this world. Look at this in verse 29. "And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" King James, "O ye of little faith. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" Let me ask you this. Since you were born, thrust out of your mother's womb, has anyone let you run around in the street from the day you were born, butt naked and hungry? No. God raised up your mom and dad to care for you and nurture you. God was blessing them to bless you. Can I get an amen? You always had food. We've always been clothed. We've always had shelter. None of us, I truly believe, none of us in this room were ever unsheltered. That's that new term that you gave me. Homeless. We've been blessed. Turn to your neighbor and say, we've been blessed.
Amen.
That's right. We're a blessed people. You got to know that we're a blessed people. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Not to say that we're better than the unbeliever or anyone else. We're a blessed people and we got favor of the Lord. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We know how to get a hold of Jesus. We know how to touch the hem of his garment. Can I get amen?
Amen.
The world don't know how, but we do. This is why we should walk around with fear and anxiety. Can I get amen? That God is the healer. God will supply our needs. Thank you, God. Look at this in verse 32. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows what you need, all these things. Here's the key. But seek, say that with me. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Can I get amen?
Amen.
What are you worrying about tomorrow? Oh, man, but tomorrow my bill is due. Oh, so what? So what? Everyone else's is due. God's going to make a way. Oh, that's right. I remember Pastor Leo used to tell us, ask God. My former pastor at Mission Valley. Ask God for a white envelope when you're in need. And let me tell you, we've had several. Oh, that's right. Someone would drop an envelope in our mailbox, and there'd be like $1,000 in there. No name on it. I remember Pastor Leo said that him and his wife, before they started their ministry, I mean, his ministry grew to 3,000. But when he first started out, they were hurting. They were struggling. And they knew that they didn't have money to buy groceries. You know, they were looking for the welfare system. And then one day they opened up the front door and there was like 5 bags of groceries. Someone dropped it in their heart to bless them.
Amen.
Let me just say this. Because we are a child of the Most High God, God will take care of every need. Can I get amen?
Amen.
He's just looking for you to seek him and say, God, I need this. I don't want this. I need this.
Amen.
There's a difference between wanting and needing. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Needing is to exist. Wanting is because I want this as leisure. Yeah, that's right. A little something, something. You see, saints, when we worry, it's important to know what are the causes. Let's look at number one. There's legitimate causes. Can I get amen? There is legitimate causes. Our sister, her car got stolen. That's a legitimate cause. I said, oh God, okay, where do we go from here? Thank God she didn't panic. Praise God. Because we pray with her and we know that God's going to replace that. It's a material thing. Can I get amen? Some people lose their jobs. Well, guess what? You were looking for that job. When you got there, you're going to be looking for another one when you leave. God will make sure. You see, we believe that the Word of God is what delivers us, is what inspires us, it's what helps us, it's what strengthens up. It strengthens me. I'm talking all scripture. Old Testament, New Testament. Look at this in 2 Timothy right here. All scripture. Say that with me. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Teaching. Doctrine is teaching. For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be what? Complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And many of you, I see you guys doing wonderful work for God. The worship, those who come and serve, those who come and pray, those who are interceding for others. Listen, all that does not go by unnoticed by God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But then, there's always going to be inappropriate reasons. We've been looking at that, saints. Other times we experience worry that we feel we might not be getting something. Once again, don't worry about what you want. Receive by God what you need. And you will receive that. Can I get an amen? You will receive what you need. Praise God. It could be some possession we dreamed of having or relationship we want to keep, even if it's not God's will for our lives. And we worry about those things. Singles, trust God. Don't go on the deep end wait till God brings you someone from his garden. Can I get amen? Because when he brings you someone from his garden, that person will already learn to love him with their whole heart, soul, and mind. And so they will know how to love you. Wait on God. Look at this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall what?
Direct your path.
You know, right now, the real estate market has tanked. I'm talking tanked. About 30 realtors and loan officers that I've known over the years have all now jumped ship. They've come out of the industry and they're all getting other kind of jobs. And I said, Lord, is that what you want me to do? He said, just wait on me. Just wait on me. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because I will deliver like I always have. I said, God, I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to use this scripture. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Because the day I got saved is the day he gave my mind back. I never thought I would ever go back to school. I used to hate school. I don't know how many times I ditched. And my girlfriend at the time did all my homework. I skated through high school. Really, I did. I want nothing to do with school. But when I got saved, he gave me my mind back. He started downloading things that I thought I never would ever remember again. And that year I got saved, 34 years ago, the same year, I left hard labor, slinging lumber at a lumber yard, and went back to school, went to Anthony Schools of Real Estate, and got my license, never looked back. And so God said, I did that for you. Why are you going to abandon that? I didn't tell you to abandon it. Wait on me. I would say, okay, God, I'm waiting. Because God is able. God is faithful. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And so, number three, let's look at another cause is unacknowledged issues. When we don't feel with the cause, saints of God, I want you to hear this. When we don't deal with the cause of our anxiety, it takes up long-term residence within us. It festers. And when it starts to fester in you, oh my gosh, then there's going to be breakdowns in your physical body, your mental aspect. Oh, that's right. Causing all sorts of emotional and physical problems. Saying some people actually give up and live in misery. They do. They just give up. Because they don't know how to touch the hem of his garment. They don't know how to go to God. Once an issue is settled, they'll find something else to fear and dread. But this is not what God wants for his children. Can I get amen?
Amen.
He doesn't want that for us. Look what the book of James says right up here. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be what? Healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Turn to your neighbor and say, God has made you righteous. And saints of God, it's because of the blood. When you surrender to God and He covered you in His blood, you are now the righteousness of Christ by faith.
Amen.
So now we can tap in to the glory of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We can tap into His goodness.
Hallelujah.
There is forgiveness in Christ. There's healing in Christ. Relationships are bridged back in Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Torment is gone. He will shatter and destroy the enemy of your soul, which Satan wants to bring. And so, my friends, why should we avoid anxiety? Why? Because it isn't scriptural. God didn't say to be full of fear. Throughout the New Testament, when He was with His disciples, many times, over 30, 40 times, He says, fear not, fear not, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not. Why does He always say fear not? Because that is the crippler, fear and anxiety. They come together. Saints, in a single passage of Scripture, Jesus said, do not be anxious. Look, we covered this. Oh, I want you to just, these are just Scriptures that I pulled from what we just read. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will what put on. It is not more than food, and the body more than clothing. But look what He says. He says right here, therefore I say to you, do not what?
Worry.
Look what He says in this passage. Therefore do not worry what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or what you shall wear. And then we read this. He says it here in verse 31. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Are you catching it? He's saying, do not worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. When you put me on the phone with your Aunt Diane, I felt God saying, there's nothing to worry here. God's going to come through for her. And you know what I loved about? What I loved about is that she was accepting everything I was saying. And I heard her saying amen. I kept hearing her say amen. I mean, we like I said, this wasn't a popcorn prayer. We were praying to the Holy Ghost for her.
Thank you, Lord.
Lifting her before the throne room of grace. I just felt God saying, ain't nothing to worry here. The following morning, doctor said, no. We have to rescind that thought. We're not going that direction. We're not going to take out her colon and give her a bag. Man, that would be kind of like, that's called counting your days from that moment on. The struggle. That would cause someone to give up. Jesus explained that it is unnecessary because the Father will provide what we need. It's unnecessary to worry. Can I get an amen? As children, we can trust and He will do what He has promised. How many believe His promises?
I do.
Do you guys believe His promises?
Amen.
Quickly, just shout out right now. Just shout wherever you're at. You can shout out at the same time, whatever. What has He promised you? Eternal life. Health. Everlasting life? Family? Yes. Praise God. Praise God. See, all these things that we just shouted out, it's already in us. Those promises of God are already in us. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. As His children, we can trust He will do what He's promised. How many believe that? We simply can't accept anxiety when Jesus is our Prince of Peace. He says, I am the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. If He's the Prince of Peace, then why are we walking around like this? Woe is me. Woe is me. Look at this. Anxiety has a negative effect on every area of our lives because, number one, it divides our minds. It's a divider. It causes you to toss and turn. It causes you to toil in your heart. Apprehension pulls us in two different directions, making it hard to focus on important matters. This is why James said it best. He said it best right up here. Look at this. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven tossed by the wind. Look at this. Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. You know what that means? In layman's terms. Yeah, God, I believe what you said. Oh, but oh, woe is me. But I believe what's written here. But I'm still worried. You ever find folks like that? In the flesh, you want to slap them upside the head. Come on, get with it. But you got to go inside them and pray for them. Say, come on, you can make it. You can make it. Back in the day, man, we were, what's up, weakling? You're about a weak as weak. No, but we can't, not anymore. Not in this realm. Now we got to have the heart of God. Can I get an amen? We got to come and say, God, this one's struggling. Oh, God, lift this one. Lift the burden, oh, God. Hallelujah. It's easy to follow the flesh. The flesh wants to do it his way, her way, having a Burger King life, having it my way. We can't do that no more. Can I get an amen? Amen. Look at this. Anxiety decreases our productivity in life. It stymies you. You can't go any further. It alters your path. Because you're so worried about whatever it is that it doesn't allow your mind to focus. Because we are distracted with worry, saints of God, we can't give anything else, and we definitely cannot give our best effort. These saints today earlier were praying for me. And yeah, I'm not going to let the pain at my feet get the best of me. I'm still preaching up here with joy. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to call in sick just because they ache. Can I get amen? Amen. Let it ache. When God's ready to heal me, he's going to do it. But guess what? I'm just going to go through. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Look at what Paul wrote to 2 Timothy. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Can I get an amen? Guess what? Anxiety affects our relationships.
Yes, it does.
Oh, think again if it don't. Oh, that's right. You can't let it overwhelm you. Because you'll bite someone's head off and spit them out. And then it becomes a selfish thing. Can I get an amen? It's hard to keep anxieties to ourselves. When we're filled with fear, we burden other people around us. We do. This is why 1 Peter wrote this. Look at that. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you, what? In due time, casting all, what? Your care upon him. For he cares for you. Cast it on him. Say, God, I can't handle this. I'm going to give it to you. God, I'm going to give you my pain. God, I'm going to give you my worry. God, I'm going to give you my shortcomings. God, I'm going to give you my finances. God, I'm going to give you everything. My relationship. I want to give it all to you. So you sort it out for me the best way.
Yes.
And that I would hear your voice and follow you. Anxiety leads to unwise decisions. Oh, come on. Ask the people that have jumped off Coronado Bridge. They're not around no more to ask them, right? They made an unwise decision. And I don't think it was a spirit-filled Christian, because God would never put that in us to do that. But that anxiety and that fear took them out. And I don't know how many jump off that bridge every year. There's got to be a statistic. Those who are overly concerned about the future are prone to make hasty decisions to stop feeling uncertain. Let me just hit on this for a moment. It's like this. Is worrying about today's Sunday, is worrying about, say, Tuesday or Wednesday, when it's not even here yet, and you're worrying about it, and you're conjuring up in your mind how it's going to be played out, and yet it's not even there yet. You see, this is where trust in God becomes a clash, because he said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has its own worries. Worry about today. You've always heard me say, yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not here, but we have today. God gives us one day at a time. Heck, tomorrow he may rapture us all out of here. And we are worried about Wednesday. Can I get an amen? I believe we live in a generation that you better fasten your seat belts and buckle in, because Jesus is coming for us. Everything that's happening around the world, we see it. It's all being put in place. People ask me all the time, is the world falling out of, is the world falling apart? I said, no, it's falling into place. Jesus said we would see all this in the last days. He said that there would be an apostasy. You know what apostasy means? Many people leaving the church. No longer in fellowship no more. He said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. There's wars all over. The one that's building up in the Middle East, look out. It's going to lead to other wars. Not to put any fear in us, but to equip us. If you go to YouTube, the president of Russia, Putin, they had their State of the Union address. And you know what he said? He said the West, talking about America, has had all their delicacies, has had all their luxuries, and have all their perversion around the world. They're going to be destroyed soon. And they're teaming up with China and North Korea, with Iran. This is why, get your heart right before God. Be in peace with God. You know why? Because he's the one. He's our shield and buckler. He's the one that's going to protect us. Can I get amen? I'm not saying from the bombs or all that. He'll just take them home now. Can I get amen? And we will be with him forevermore. Listen, the body he has prepared for us, we can't even comprehend it. But it's a body that will never die. A body that will live forever. A body that will be like his. The Bible says we will be changed in the moment, in a twinkle of an eye, and we will be like him. How many can't wait to be like him? Or do you still want to be in this body that's falling apart? Oh, some of you are still young. You guys can still run laps around Sweetwater's track, and you guys can still do pull-ups and push-ups. I get it. Some of you, though, walk to the car and you're like, oh, come on. Huh? Well, that's right. Listen, these are temporary vessels. Can I get any? Remember we talked about a week or two ago? These are just tents. God allowed us to pitch a tent here. And we're living in the tent. Praise God. Thank you, God. We serve Almighty God. How can you believe we serve Almighty God? Yes. And so instead of unwise decisions, we should do this. This is what we should do. Found in Matthew 7. Look at this. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who asks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be what? Opened. But this is not going to San Diego County and asking for handouts. No, this is going to God. Can I get an amen? And one of the things, we're coming in for a close here, but one of the things that I find, it has happened to me many times, pastor's not immune to none of this, this is for me too, can I get an amen? Anxiety, look at this, it steals our joy and peace. Saints, it's impossible for us to be fretful and peaceful at the same time. It's impossible. You can't have all this joy and then be all... It's like oil and water. Shaking it up and it separates immediately. This is why Paul wrote to the Philippian church. Look at this. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there's any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Can I get amen? Meditate on the pure things of God. Meditate on your family that God has given you. Do you know your spouse and your children, your parents, your grandparents? It's all a gift to you. Amen. They're all a gift. Yeah. Praise God. And so, what is the best way to handle anxiety? Rejoice. Rejoice. You know why? It's with so much at stake now and everything that's happened in the world. It's foolish to give in to anxiety or seek quick, temporary relief. If you never get to the root of the problem, worries will soon move beyond negative emotions and cause many physical problems. That's right. It starts up here, and then it'll go through your physical, and you'll start breaking down. You'll start breaking down. My goodness, my goodness. And so, saints of God, let's look at this. Instead of being anxious, you should what? Bring your worries to God. Bring them to the Lord. King David knew how to do that. How many believe that King David had a whole bunch of things to worry about? You know what I love about King David? Is he had a heart after God with all his faults and failures. And guess what? Turn to your neighbor and say, so do you. So do you. You have a heart of God too. Can I get amen? That's why he wrote this. Cast all, casting your burden on the Lord, and he shall what? Sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Be steadfast in your faith. How many of you right now can honestly say there's some things right now in your life that sometimes worry you? Was it yesterday, Brother Joe? Went to go pray for your brother? Went to the hospital and prayed for John. I said, God, have mercy. He's in a coma. You know what my prayer was, brother? God, raise him up to glorify you. God, raise him up to save him. And then I said, Brother Joe, we're not done here. So we went to the other side of the hospital, and we went to go pray for Brother Frank Scott. He has never walked since his senior year. And now you can see that his life is slipping. They had a, what do you call that thing? A trach? He could barely speak, but he was still awake. Totally. With a smile on his face. And always happy to see me when I come in. And we shared stories. His sister. He has three sisters that rotate 24/7 to be with him by his bedside until God does something with him. But I was praying God, graciously take him now, God. He weighs but maybe 100 pounds, if that. He has no leg movement, never did, and his hands can no longer move. He's just breathing. He talks a little bit. But what I did say, I said, God, remember your servant. Remember the things that we did. Remember when we went down at night around 9:30, 10 o'clock on Market Street. Remember when we would go to the back alleys and then they would scatter like roaches and people. Oh, this one guy, we approached him. He fell on his feet. He had a needle in his arm and he said, pray for me. The one that had the needle in his arm became a deacon at his church. I said, remember your servant, God. Joe was there. I said, remember him, God. Remember that when we all went to Sister Yolanda's mom's house and we gave her a Bible study, I didn't know that God had set her aside that 5 years later she would become my wife, but we led her to Christ. We must have witnessed during a 3-year span. We would meet at Frank's house on a Thursday evening. We would pray in the Holy Ghost. Then we would just roll him into his van. He had one of those paraplegic vans. And then we would go and show up at the door. And we would knock on their door. And when they would open up, we came to talk with you. What was the blessing? Is they knew us, we knew them. We weren't Jehovah's Witnesses at the door. Fee, Frank, Daniel, Brett, Frank. I remember right there on Division Street, we went to Robert Reese's house. And his mom said, they're all in the garage. So we knocked on the garage. There were like 10 guys in there, all lit up. Contact everywhere, lines everywhere. And they knew us. Hey, come on in. So we had to come in the midst of that. And every one of us shared our testimony. And Robert Reese, the youngest brother, a week later, he went and got saved. And now he's a minister at the Anchor Church. It was called Revival Tabernacle. You know where that is, huh, brother? Right there on Pentecost Way. He's one of the ministers there. And so I said to God, remember thy servant, God. Remember him. We toiled together. We worshiped together. We witnessed together. We led others to Christ together. Remember your servant, God. I need you all to remember what he has done in your life. And never for one moment, never think that all that you have done for Christ, that he has forgotten. Because the Bible says everything that we have done in this life, he writes it down in the many books in heaven. And he remembers. When I was crying out, remember your servant, I wasn't being facetious. I wasn't saying, oh God, did you forget about him? No. I was crying out saying, remember him, God. Just remember him. Knowing that I knew he was going to go to a better place. You will deliver him from this tent that no longer is functioning at all. And I'll sing, God, take him now to be with you, God. Because we're all going there. We're all going there sooner or later. We're going to be there too. But God was showing me that Frank had a tenacious fight in him to live. That's why he hasn't gone. He wants to see his nephew graduate from college. All these things that still he desires. But on the outside, looking in, we can see that his life is coming to an end. And so keep him in your prayer. Keep praying for John. Matter of fact, let's pray for all three of those right now that we just prayed for. For Diane, complete healing for her. We'll pray for John, that God will raise him up from his coma right now. And we pray for Brother Frank. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, these two men and this one lady that we minister to, God, Lord, let your mighty hand be upon them. Raise them up, O God, in the name of Jesus. If it be thy will, O God, raise up John to serve you, to cry out to you, O God. Don't raise him up where he doesn't glorify you. Raise him up to save him, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, raise them up, God, and complete your healing on Diane. In the name of Jesus. And Brother Frank, remember him, God. Remember all he has done. He has blessed my life. He blessed us all. He opened up his house. We got in his van and we went everywhere, God. For 3 years, we were nonstop. He even gave us a name for our ministry, Brothers in Christ. Oh God, we thank you, God. Saints, I just feel we're going to close right now. I got more, but I felt we're going to close. Well, who's going through right now? Who's going through some stuff right now that's real tough? Can you guys sit up here in the front? Just come up to the front right here. Pastor Andre, if you want to play something really soft. Sister Tammy, your oil, please. Geronimo, can I share what's going on with you? Doctor said he has stomach cancer. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe that God has healed him. Before we pray for you, we're going to ask Facebook and YouTube, those who are logged in, that we would pray for them. And then we'll close with them and we'll minister to us. Amen. If you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity now, those of you that have logged in. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray me to pray for you that God will do a miracle in your life. And if you're watching and listening right now, come to Jesus by faith and watch him do the miraculous in your life. So bow your heart and your head with me and pray this simple prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Come on, give God a shout of praise.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.